Welcome back to The Price of Business. I'm your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. I'm always delighted to have my very good friend, Christine Crandall, on. She's a contributor on The Price of Business. Brings great insight, both with her company, New Biz, and with the excellent clients that she works with their stories. And then she brings other guests on to tell us about their business as well, what she's doing today. Before you introduce your guest, though, today, Christine, tell us about New Biz.
Absolutely, and welcome, Brian. I wouldn't say Brian. That was a big faux pas. I meant to say welcome, Kevin.
Ah, thank you.
I'm so excited to have Brian on the show that that I am jumping the gun here. So New Business Strategies is a consulting firm helping businesses grow their revenues by 20% without adding additional investment. How do we do that? We show our clients exactly what to do in sales and marketing that'll cause their customers to want to pay a premium for that experience.
Yeah, very, very good. And with that, go ahead and introduce your guests.
You know, Kevin, it's great that we're on your show. I am so excited to introduce Brian Carr. He's the Chief Revenue Officer of Appcelerator. And I really encourage everybody to check them out because they deliver a platform that enables businesses of any size or industry to create mobile apps. And as we all know, mobile apps are the number one way to build closer customer relationships. So real important for the future.
Yeah, absolutely, Brian. Welcome to the program. Before we get ramped up with our first question from Christine, I'd like to just ask you to give us an overview, kind of your elevator speech, if you will.
Sure, Kevin. Be happy to. And thank you so much for having me on your show today. You know, Appcelerator is a company. We simply provide the most widely used platform for really the next generation mobile enterprise. And what we do is we enable our customers and partners to deliver really transformative, you know, market-changing mobile experiences for their customers. And as you know, mobile is probably the most exciting space in the world today, and we're right in the epicenter of it. So we're having a heck of a good time.
Yeah, very good. Go ahead, Christine.
So, Brian, you've got this title, Chief Revenue Officer. You know, it's a little bit analogous to, like, God. You know, what the heck is a Chief Revenue Officer?
Wow, Chief Revenue Officer analogous to God.
I love that.
That's a great one. Well, not quite so much. You know, Chief Revenue Officer, I don't even know where the title came from. Not even sure I necessarily like it. But, you know, really what my role is I'm responsible for all the customer-facing activities in the company. And so it's marketing, it's sales, it's business development, it's our, you know, solution engineering, you know, customer support, customer success, everything that touches the customer. And it's actually kind of a new paradigm, I think, in kind of organizational alignment. But I love what I'm doing, and it's a heck of a lot of fun.
Yeah, very cool, and it sounds like it. And I'm going to remember that line because he's not the only CRO that I've heard. So in that role, it sounds like you might have a CFO role, but more of a hybrid. What all does your role uncover?
Well, yeah, I mean, really, you know, what my role uncovers is, you know, I'm responsible ultimately for the customer experience.
Yeah, very interesting.
You know, interestingly enough, in a lot of companies, you know, the customer experience oftentimes is looked at as kind of just sales. And really, the whole customer experience is managing the whole customer life cycle. So everything, and I start from the back and move forward, which is, hey, what's going to make a delighted customer? And then, you know, looking at all the different functional areas that end up touching the customer, which, you know, obviously sales and marketing are two of those big components, and I'm responsible for all of them and really just aligning all of these functional areas to make sure that we provide, you know, a delightful customer experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's fantastic. Christine.
So, Brian, when you got into this role, you took a really different approach to structuring sales and marketing, and you tore down those silos. How did you, well, one, why did you go do that? And secondly, how did you go do that? What was your guiding principle?
Well, the reason I did it was based on, I don't know, 25 years or so, I don't want to age myself, of watching, you know, the the misalignment that typically exists between sales and marketing organizations. And typically, you know, one's pointing at the other and the other's pointing at the other, and they never seem to really get aligned on what the ultimate objectives of the company are. So what I did is, once again, I kind of started from the back and work forward. I said, great, we want delighted customers. How do we achieve that? And one of the best ways of achieving that is making sure that you've got, you know, alignment with your different organizations. And sales and marketing is, you know, one of the biggest ones. And I am blessed because I have just a rock star for a head of marketing, and I've got a rock star for a head of sales. And, you know, our marketing head says, my customer is sales, and our sales head says, I'm going to do everything that marketing says I should do. And that's really kind of a unique approach. It really just comes from knocking down all the barriers. And, you know, really a big function of that is just trust. They both trust that we've got common goals. We've got common alignment. That's really what one of the basic fundamentals were. And boom, they're off executing on that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's fantastic. By the way, Christina, I think we forgot to mention your website. I do want to make sure we mention that. Go ahead and give yours.
So our website is NewBizS, that's N-E-W-B-I-Z, as in zebra, and an S on the end, .com.
There you go. Make sure you check that out. And also our guest, her guest, Brian, his website, Appcelerator, is appcelerator.com. And Christine, your next question.
Yeah, so Brian, you made this change, right? So, and it's been in place now for a little bit. So what feedback are you getting from your customers? Have they noticed the change because you've structured your teams differently?
I'd love to tell you yes, but we're still fairly early on in the process. But we've noticed some things in just kind of how we're interacting with our customers that you know, whether they know it's different or not, I think that it's starting to really make an impact. One of the really good examples is that, you know, most companies, especially high tech companies, have this problem where there's in essence two really distinct cycles with their customer. There's everything that goes on in the sales cycle, and then there's everything that happens after the customer buys. And, you know, quite frankly, they're usually disjointed and usually a little bit dysfunctional. And we've tried to really align that entire process. And we're just starting to see from our customer engagements that they're going, oh, okay. Oh, what you're trying to do is a little bit different. And, you know, and I tell you that when they say it looks a little bit different, they're saying it with a smile on their face.
We are officially playing Beat the Clock. We are running out of time. Final thought from you, Christine.
Well, I think, you know, the final thought is that I highly recommend that what Brian has done, that everybody embrace that on two levels. One is understand the journey your customers want and really go and deliver to that. That's the secret sauce to driving 20% faster revenue. And the second is, I don't care whether you're running a beauty supply store or an auto shop or a high-tech company, you got to have a mobile app. I mean, that's the sticky function. So, you know, that's the advice I have. Anything else, Brian, you'd want to add to that?
Now, that piece about the mobile app for any type of business, I think, is one of the real, critical things I think any company really needs to embrace. And, yeah, I don't care if it's a nail salon in Anchorage, Alaska, or your Walmart.
Yep.
Your mobile app can truly become a differentiator, you know, with your customer. And, you know, I can look at anything. For example, you know, one of my biggest pet peeves is loyalty programs for my favorite restaurants because I always lose the damn cards. So guess what? They really aren't creating a loyalty. You know, with mobile apps, there's ways to create customer loyalty, customer experiences that couldn't have done before.
I got to wrap it up. Phenomenal interview, though. Hey, he's a lively one, by the way, Christine. And you guys both did great. Christine, you always do a fantastic job. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
All right, and when we come out, and Brian, you were awesome too. A lot of fun.
Thanks, Kevin. Hey, appreciate it.
You bet. When we come back, much more for you. I do want to remind you, best content here shows up over there at usdailyreview.com. You're listening to The Price of Business.